Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More Dwayne Wade stuff all morning long here. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Speak to Rajah Bell, former NBA player, host of the Cannell and Bell podcast.
CBS also now Sports. Coach Bell.
Now Coach Bell. He's all over the place. Rajah, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Coach, how you doing?
Good morning, fellas. How are you guys?
Hey, man, let's get to that. American Heritage Plantation, you got to give them a shout out there.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it, man. We have an opportunity to go over there, Joe. And you know they've been top of the food chain in a whole lot of sports and academically, and they really represent the community well, and they really are trying to make a push for that basketball team to kind of reflect the same type of thing. And so Coach Kenny Kelly, my sister, and I have an opportunity to go over there and try to build it, and
awesome.
We could be more excited.
Well, let me just say this, just from being over there, I don't have any kids in the conversation, but that guy that runs that school, he cares about sports, man. I will tell you, he is unbelievable, both in Delray and in Plantation. So it'll be a fun place for you to work for sure. Rajah, we got all kinds of stuff here, man. Dwayne Wade, guy you're familiar with, played against a lot through the years. What will you remember most about Dwayne Wade in his 16 seasons, watching him or playing against him?
Yeah, he was just, I remember him coming into the NBA because he was pretty unassuming. I didn't know a whole lot about him until I saw him in that, that tournament run. And, I remember he came in and he kind of got his feet wet. And, you could tell he was going to be good, but you didn't know exactly how good. And then I remember a couple years after that, I just couldn't guard him. And, it was one of those things where they tell you, make sure he goes to the screen, make sure he goes to the screen, make sure he uses the screen. And then next thing you know, he's rejected the screen and he's going away. You're sitting on the bench, and then don't go for the head fake. And then you're in there and he's in your chest, and he's just really tough to cover. Big timely shots all the time. And, one of those guys that kind of did it with a bit of class, and not a bit, just he was classy about it. He didn't have a lot to say to you, was never really in any kind of argument with you, just went about his business and won a lot of basketball games. It was pretty impossible to guard.
Yeah. He's got a pretty good resume, right? When you look at the history of that two-guard position, and he's sitting there, three rings, 13-time All-Star, 8-time All-NBA, 3 All-Defensive teams. I mean, he's right there. I mean, I don't know if he's in the conversation with Jordan and Kobe, but he's got to be right underneath that.
Yeah, I would think he's in a class close to that. I mean, you're talking about a guy that I revered. MJ was he's always going to be in a class by himself for me. But Kobe, definitely there. D. Wade, certainly there. I saw the Paul Pierce thing a few days ago or a week or so ago. I think, that's one of those things where you catch a guy who considered himself to be a really good player, and, he says something, and before you know it, it takes on kind of a life of its own. But I definitely consider D-Wade to be up there amongst the greatest two guards to ever play the game. And, I didn't realize how many times I had been crossed up by D-Wade until I was working at Western High School this year. And, when this farewell tour started, they put up like his best crosses, and I wound up being like 3 of the top 5.
So, oh, Roger, that's funny. That's funny. The other thing you brought up, and I'm glad you did, and I've totally, you're so used to seeing it even now, that fake pump. And I know you guys are told, don't take the friggin' fake pump at the 3-point line, because once he gets you in the air, it's automatic 3 shots coming. As good as anybody, because I know, right, you guys hear about it, like, hey, he's going to give you a fake pump to get you up in the air, but you guys still take it.
It's I don't know what to equate it to. I mean, it would be like a fish, I guess. Like you know it's not real. I mean, you know it's bait. It's a lure. It's swimming through the water. You're not supposed to go, but you can't help yourself. You see that, he's got it. It's a timing thing, Joe. He comes down at you, and the timing with which he shows it to you is when everyone else shoots the ball all the time. It's an automatic thing that that's going to be a shot, and it's not a shot. It's the pump fake. And, good defenders think that they can block a lot of shots, and Dwayne Wade preyed on that shot a lot of free throws. A lot of them I didn't think he deserved when I played against him, but apparently he did because I was fouling everybody. So he had mastered the pump fake. Other guys that come to mind, like I played with Al Jefferson, who wasn't, I don't think he had nearly the resume that Dwayne did, but he also had a pump fake that was just so unique and it had such great timing that even though you knew it was in the scouting report, you always went for it. So he had mastered it.
Roger, what about, you know, you talk about a lot of guys in their final season and taking this kind of, no one takes, you know, these tours a lot. It's Kobe. We've seen now Dwayne. How about the way he's played this season? I mean, he's coming off the bench. He knows his role. He came back for the minimum. Like, you didn't know what to really expect out of Dwayne this season. I've been pleasantly surprised and shocked on how good he's been. He's probably the MVP of this team this year. What are your thoughts on just this final year so far for Dwayne?
I think it's been great. It's been great for the Heat and the younger guys in that locker room to have the vet, to have the guy that kind of sets the tone for you, still be a viable option out there on the floor, still producing. It gets weird when a guy's on his farewell tour and you're still shoving minutes down his throat, but he can't do it anymore. It's been really cool for me to watch. I mean, you know, Dirk and Dwayne are kind of on this, even though Dirk hasn't said unequivocally that he's retiring. And I really didn't know if Dwayne was going to be more in the Dirk mold in terms of what he could produce. But he's been fantastic. It's really been fun to watch. It's been fun to see him on the jersey swap thing. I really enjoy that. And I really think a guy of that caliber deserves his last time around the block to be as a viable threat, a guy that can win a game at any given time. And it means as much to his team as he's used to meaning.
Raja, you've had to defend a lot of the top guys throughout your career, and it was a long career. I always wonder, you ever, for guys that had bad blood with you, because you didn't back down from anybody. Matter of fact, you still don't back down too much. So I'm just wondering, are you good with everybody after all these years, or does some of that stuff still carry over?
No, I think, but you know, at this point, everybody's pretty cool. My first couple years out of the league, there would probably still be some guys that we'd be looking sideways at each other across the bar, like not knowing exactly what was going to pop off. But
right.
I think by now we're all pretty cool. And you know, we cross paths, a lot of us that live in the South Florida area in these youth gyms with our kids, and it's all love. And you know, although I don't speak to guys like D. Wade and them on the regular, I would imagine if I saw him, it would be fine. And D. Wade and I never had any bad blood to start with. But you know, I think with time heals all wounds, Joe. You know how that goes, man.
Yep, no question.
You're a fraternity at the end of the day.
That's right.
Raja, as a defensive guy, do you marvel also at the fact that Dwayne Wade is the all-time shot-blocking two-guard in NBA history? He's not 6'8", he's not 6'7", it's not McGrady, it's not one of those guys. He's a smaller kind of two-guard, and yet he's the all-time shot-blocking two-guard. That's got to be pretty cool for a defensive guy like you.
Yeah, you just kind of threw me for one there. I did not know that stat. When I heard you give all of like his accolades and you said he was three-time all-defensive team, I got a little jelly, if I'm being honest. Like, I know I couldn't do the offensive stuff, but I was like, hey, you got me on defense, too. No, but he, you know, I think all of that stuff is kind of timing. And, I mean, he's a phenomenal athlete out of this world, like, in terms of what he can do vertically and laterally. But we talked about the pump fake and how that requires this unique, like, amount of timing. I think shot blocking for a guy our size has something to do with that, too. It's not just sheer vert. You've got to really be, you know, calculated and dialed into when you got to go get it. And, you know, that's pretty cool. I knew he was a great shot blocker, but I did not know he was the all-time leader for two guards. That's pretty cool.
Raja, by the way, how's the high school basketball talent in South Florida overall?
Overall, it's good, Joe. I don't think it's cultivated the same way our football talent is cultivated. We got a lot of great athletes. You know, a lot of guys with great length and range. We haven't focused and really made a grassroots effort to kind of cultivate this basketball talent. As of the last 5 years, there's been a much better push, and so we're starting to put out some really good kids. And it's catching up, but we still got some work to do.
Have you seen that university school team play?
Man, yeah, I've seen them.
Oh,
Vern's a
man.
Friend of mine. Those kids are some studs, man. They're, you know, Vern's going to represent the scene next year at Duke, and he's just a silly combination of size, speed, and skill. And Scotty's ultra talented, and we've got some kids over at American Heritage. Kid named Dallas Turner that's going to be really good, and I don't know what Zaire is going to do yet, but we're going to be looking to catch up to those guys. They're fantastic, though.
We got to get Zaire back over there. Just tell him, hey, don't worry, I'm here now. Just tell Dad to come over. We'll get on the same page.
Let him know. That's it. Quickly back to the NBA. You got to vote for MVP. You going Greek Freak or James Harden?
Yeah, I've been with the Greek Freak since the start of the season. He just came out of the gates so hot, and – you know, James didn't stumble out, but his team wasn't playing great. So, you know, the wire-to-wire thing with Milwaukee means a lot to me. And I just, you know, I think this guy's like, he's got so much room to grow. I know that shouldn't factor into the MVP conversation, but he really has been fantastic all year, led that team. And he's, you know, he fills up every category on your stat sheet. I wouldn't be mad if someone went James Harden, but for me, it's going to be Giannis.
This thing in the East, by the way, and we'll let you run. It's hard. I cannot tell you right now, and Boston's playing terrible basketball for as good as they are, and they're a little banged up right now. Who's the best team in the East to you of these four teams, top four teams?
That's tough. I kind of go back and forth between Toronto and Milwaukee. Since you called me today, yesterday I said Milwaukee, so I'll stick with it. I just... You know, the body of work is there, the sample size. We've got 80 games now. I think that speaks for itself. But Toronto is one of those teams when you add Kawhi to that mix and the way they were playing earlier in the season, you know it's there for them if they can call on it. Philly is a really interesting one. I would put them talent-wise probably ahead of both of those teams across the board. But I think that the additions that they made late – you have to factor that in, and you don't necessarily know if they're firing on all cylinders. And I said all year that if you're in the Eastern Conference and you've discounted Boston, even though they've been a train wreck, if you've discounted them in the playoffs, you've made a mistake. Because if they get hot and if they figure it out, they can beat anybody in the NBA. And certainly,
I agree, man.
The Eastern Conference teams.
All right, Roger, real quickly. Also, anyone beating Golden State in a 7-game series?
Nah, good luck, fellas.
Yeah, okay. I knew that was going to be an easy answer. I figured that'd be the last one.
That's a good way to wrap it up. Good luck, everybody. Coach Bell, man, thank you so much, brother, for coming on. Appreciate it, Roger.
Always, fellas. Thanks.
All right, Roger Bell, former NBA player, host of Cannell and Bell, the podcast, CBS Sports, and Coach Bell as well, American Heritage.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.